Warbucket.com. Yeah. Smack my bitch up. Hello and welcome to Warbucket Audio. Hopefully this will be one of the many of shows which would feature anything featuring Warcraft or any other gaming fun news, anything unimportant or important. Also, a large amount of bitching, whining, and complaining will also be done here, and hopefully you people find it amusing. Alright, so, since I'm biased and I work for Warbucket, I guess I'll go ahead and talk about the Frozen Thorn beta tournament held by Warbucket. To anyone who actually cares about the site, knows that Thomas B. Chillin holds those pretty much once every week. This is actually the first Frozen Thorn beta tournament that we've held, and it turned out pretty interesting. Bionod, being the reigning champion of the Warcraft 3 tournaments that we've held, actually ended up losing in the first round. Kirby was the guy to take him out, expanded really quickly, and Bionod just died trying to stop him. Sucks for him. Capscore ended up being the champion of this one, defeating Rubik, simply to just exploiting his micromanaging skills. Oh well. Luckily, this thing is still a beta, so for those people who lost, doesn't mean you suck. And just on a side note, Dr. Lego actually lost in the second round. You know, once I actually considered trying out for Disturbed. I think I'd sound a lot better than that jackball. Alright, so I'm perusing some websites, I'm perusing, and I come across WarcraftReplays.com. Now, normally there's that fun little website that's stuck with any stupid little replay you can think of, and unfortunately this time actually it came pretty interesting. They decided to turn the place into a drama show. Kind of like just bitching at each other, but they just decided to post it to the world instead of keeping it to themselves. So, Bala posts, "Oh, blah, 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 advertising sucks, but I can't change it. Blah, 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 we're too focused on replays. Hi, WarcraftReplays.com. Slay wants money, blah, blah, blah." So then Slay says, "Oh, more, blah, blah, blah. Bala's the only one who control the advertising. And I don't know what you're talking about, being focused on replays. There's a forum right there! Oh yeah, and give me money." So after two little girls get done bitch-slapping each other around, one of the guys decides to take it upon himself to just act like nothing happened. Fuck it. Post replays. Woo! Alright, I hate to break it to you girls, but nobody cares about your little bitchy arguments. They came there to go see a Warcraft replay, not to see who's yelling at who and who's stealing money from who and who's not doing what I want them to do and blah blah blah. Nobody likes a yakety bitch and no one gives a fuck. Go. Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, it's not your birthday. You'll find me in the- Holy crap, I can't wait till I'm cool enough to like this song. Alright, moving right along to gaming news. If you guys or girls want to head over to homelandfed.com, there's actually an interesting article from the producer of the new Deus Ex, however you want to pronounce that, Invisible War coming up. Actually, the guy's name is Bill Money. How awesome is that? I think it's cool. So anyway, so there's a nice little interview up that you go check out at homelandfed.com. Also, a new Battlefield 1942 add-on is coming out called Secret Weapons. No one really knows much about it other than the price that's going to be, but rest assured it's going to be out in September. Also, after many, many, many months of waiting, the new Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker has been released on the GameCube. Normally I would care and get all worked up over silly little things like this, but I never ever got into the Zelda games. I was never into the whole little hobby guy with a big head whacking around with his sword stealing ruples or rubles or rugles or whatever it is from little chickens that he throws or grass that he cuts or anything like that. I just never got into it. So, but anyways, it's been released. And Warcraft 3 Frozen Throne is still a beta. But it doesn't matter because I'm waiting for Duke Nukem forever, damn it. So here's something else that's starting to annoy me. It started with all those stupid little
buggy car racing games. And I blame Mario for this crap, that Mario Kart crap, when all these wonderful little developers came up with a great idea of, hey, let's make another kart game and just stick some random people in these little go-karts and call it an extreme racer and blah, blah, blah. And that really annoyed me. But now it's starting to go on to extreme skating. And who's to blame for this one? That all those fun, that whole series of Tony Hawk crap. You know, they got the Simpsons Extreme Skating, the Metal Gear Solid Extreme Skating, which was kind of thrown on the substance thing, but it's okay. And now, Disney Extreme Skating. What the hell is so extreme about Woody, whatever his name is, running around on a skateboard? This isn't extreme at all. It's a bunch of Disney characters on skateboards. Not extreme. Tony Hawk? Extreme. Disney characters? Not extreme. It's not really that difficult to see this. And this is not the only scary part. The scary part is somebody at some point said, hey, I've got a great idea. Let's make a skating game with Disney characters. Yeah! And I want to put my name on it too, because it seemed like a good idea. So now we're stuck with another license-filled extreme skating game that I'm sure we'll all just kind of look at when we see it in the stores and just kind of shake our head and sigh. So hopefully this trend will die out before it turns into the next big trophy hunter or next mall tycoon crappy ass game. But hey, what the hell do I know? I could just be bitching, could be totally off. Could be a great game. Heh. Alright, that's going to go ahead and wrap it up for me. Once again, this is Warbucket Audio. I'd like to thank anyone who actually decided to sit through all of this and sit here and listen to me. Also, I kind of noticed that I said Frozen Thorn and it's Throne, so please don't bother pointing that out to me. So hopefully this will go over well. If you guys want to, just let me know what you think about it. Just email me, tont@warbucket.com. Thanks. 45 caliber killer, but out of the filler. Tell a villain, show your brothers how you got a gorilla. Smooth talking, fully automatic weapon, Casilla. Taste thriller, break pillars, hit them with the Godzilla.